Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On today's show, why would the longest running TV show in history kill off one of its main characters? Marge Simpson is dead. Why? Parents are being pressured to give their kids an 80s summer. What does that mean exactly? An 80s summer? Vegas is dead. And guess what dead means for you and me? It means deals. Dead is spelled D-E-A-L-S. Netflix's Poop Cruise. Have you seen this yet? Came out on Tuesday. An absolute nightmare on a carnival cruise. And 14 unexpected foods that you can cook in the microwave. Anyway, congratulations to Crocus grads. Congratulations to all the grads, because I know we'd shown pictures from the Brandon grads, but it is a big area, and there have been grads in all four corners of our area. Congratulations to the class of 2025. Well done. You're done. Now start paying some taxes. We got lots of crap to pay. We got lots of bills coming in, man. We got 5% GDP for our defense, man. Hurry up and start working. Start paying some taxes. Tomorrow is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut, and there's going to be a beach party at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. I'm going to be on location from 1 till 3 tomorrow afternoon, enjoying some of those mocktails and treats. You know, where the free samples are, you will find me. There'll be all kinds of samples, deals, demo snacks, giveaways. 9:30 in the morning is when it starts and goes until 7. At 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM. Speaking of Murray's, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. You can zip in there, get those tires checked, ready for the summer road trip. Make sure the AC is blowing really good cold air, and get those fluids all topped up, and they'll make a donation to Samaritan House, Bear Clan, and Helping Hands at Murray Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Auto Fashion, if hail hits, you know who to call. Our friends at Auto Fashion. Not only can they do paintless dent repair, but they'll also help you with detailing, making your car smell like new again. You don't have time. You're going to the beach. You're going to the cottage. They'll take care of it for you. And then when you get back to town, it's going to be a brand new car. Ceramic coating, headlight restoration, and more. Visit autofashion.ca. So Marge Simpson is dead. Have you been seeing this in your news feed? The most successful television show of all time. It has been on TV longer than any other TV show in history. The May 18th episode of A Stranger Things teased some shocking events waiting for Marge and Homer once their children finally grow up. The finale, which was written by Tim Long, flashes ahead 35 years to reveal that Marge somehow dies before Homer does. However, if you are a fan of The Simpsons and you're scrolling across your newsfeed and you're seeing Marge Simpson is dead, Marge Simpson is in heaven with Ringo Starr. What has happened is that Marge was bothered by Bart and Lisa continuing to clash and worried that they would become the kind of siblings who stop speaking and drift apart.
In an episode set partially in the future, Bart and Lisa are seen 3 decades ahead coming to terms with the death of Marge, who is seen hanging out in heaven with Ringo Starr, who, to be clear, is still alive at the moment.
Okay, good to know. I was wondering about that.
A few characters over his 36 years of running time, but never have they shown the death of a core family member in a flash forward future focused episode, which makes it even more shocking. Fans have debated whether previous flash forward episodes should be treated as canon, as some episodes have clashed with one another. In season 11, Lisa is seen becoming the president of the United States, but then in season 23, you see some Christmas photos that show Lisa 30 years later married to Milhouse. And although older, both Marge and Homer are still there. Whether this latest look into The Simpsons' future is canon or not, we can expect Marge to be back alive in the present all the way into its renewed 40th season.
40 years that show's been on. 40 seasons. That is insane. There has never been a show like The Simpsons. Were you sucked in by Marge Simpson is dead? Come on, be honest. It's okay. It borders on clickbait, doesn't it? It borders on clickbait, Fox. Yes. Brandon, Manitoba, our little town in the middle of nowhere, has a link to the creators of The Simpsons. Tim Long, who is a writer and consulting producer on The Simpsons, was born in Brandon, Manitoba before moving to Ontario and is credited with episodes like Doe Canada Additionally, The Simpsons features frequent nods to Manitoba and especially Winnipeg, partly due to Canadian-born voices and writers, but also as a homage by executive producer Al Jean to his early mentor Ken Finkelman, who was from Winnipeg. One of the cast members says, "Yep," and I'm quoting, "pretty sure one of our writers is from Brandon." Yep, Tim Long was born in Brandon. We also have a writer from Winnipeg. We're on the eve of summer vacation. I almost said Christmas vacation, but we're on the eve of summer vacation, and parents are being pressured to give their kids an 80s summer. What does that mean? What is a 80s summer? Because not everybody was around in the 80s. We'll explain coming up. You know what you can do for the teacher in your life that you're enjoying that last day of school? Hit Kuiper's Bakery. Get her a nice big tray of cinnamon buns. Oh, those sticky buns are amazing. Monster cookies, perhaps? Maybe get some monster cookies for your class. And if you're going to be having a barbecue this summer, of course, they've got the world's best hamburger and hot dog buns at Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. As you go through your summer vacation, maybe you're going to want to take a day or two to test drive a new vehicle. I do invite you to try an EV, maybe one of the Equinoxes, Blazers, Hummer EV or Silverado EV over at Murray's, at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon. If you're looking at a new home, a new to you home, when you're buying or selling real estate, you're going to need the help of a lawyer. And that's why we'd like to have you remember the great folks at App Law Office. And you will find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. What does an 80s summer mean for the kids on summer break? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come full circle. I think we all remember in the 90s and 2000s, the bubble wrap kids. Don't run too fast. Oh, don't go out too late. Oh, just keep within eyeshot. And some of those parents still exist. Some of those parents that they've got the phone. You can have a phone, but turn your location on. In fact, turn your camera on. In fact, connect it to your watch. I want to hear you breathe. I want to hear your heartbeat. I need to know where you are at all times. Well, just like fashion, we've turned the corner and come back to the 1980s. And the hottest trend in parenting is the 80s summer. It means latchkey kids are back. Latchkey kids are back in style, and there's a reason for it. More moms are working. And whether you like it or not, moms, 90% of the time, are in charge of arranging childcare for the summer. And this is becoming a problem. Enter TikTok. Enter Instagram Reels. Enter social media saying, you know what? Just let the kids go. Let them go.
There is having kids, and then there is the decision to be a parent.
If you yell at me one more time, I'm going to go in another place.
All these privileged kids are being protected from hurt feelings.
They have all of these feelings and emotions that are stirred up inside of them that they're not quite sure how to process.
You can talk to them till they're blue in the face all about their feelings and their big emotions and all that. That's ridiculous.
Do you know what positive discipline means?
Is you need to get outside more. Do some playing outside.
You build a fort outside.
What? On one hand, it means
build a fort.
It's available.
I think it's a double-edged sword. We know so much more, and we still just have to make the choices to do what is best for us and our families.
Absolutely the right thing. You got to do what's best for you and your family, and that could mean enlisting the help of family to help out through the summertime. It could mean trying to keep the kids as busy as possible through the summertime. I know a lot of parents that want to have their kids in camp after camp after camp, keep them busy activity to activity so that there is really no gap between what is happening in the school year and what is happening through the summer break. God, some even do summer school. Oh my God. But I mean, the big question becomes, what do the kids do through the summer break? And what makes 2025 an even more interesting year, especially for those that are of working age, 13 years and older, is that it's a bit of a tough job market right now. It used to be that, you know, if you had teenage kids, it was just a foregone conclusion that when the school year was done, boom, you go out there and you work at the ice cream shop or you pump a little bit of gas. And in 2025, there is a real shortage of jobs for that particular age group. So that is going to be one of the big challenges, big nuts to crack through the summer of 2025 is what do we do with these little eaters, and what do we keep them busy with? I'll tell you, the highlight of my day will be My newest addiction, that chicken habanero wrap at Tim Hortons. Oh, boy. Cucumber and hot chicken. They have tapped into something I didn't know existed. But the Supreme Stack is what everyone's talking about. It is made to order, served hot out of the oven. Tall stack of seasoned steak, double smoked bacon, caramelized onions, cheddar, matzo, Monterey Jack cheese with a creamy peppercorn sauce served on a potato bun. I will also be getting, for the students and teachers in my life, some Oreo double stuff today. That will be my little present, because everybody loves Oreo cookies. And so we'll be picking up a few of those today for delivery as well. You've always got time for Tim's with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, they've got entertainment this weekend, tonight at Buffalo Bar. Tomorrow night at Buffalo Bar. I keep thinking today is Friday. That's the last day of school is... got me discombobulated, but Buffalo Bar has San Carlos performing tomorrow night and Saturday night. And this is the weekend for the Roper Romp. The Three's Company style party is happening at the Elkhorn on Sunday night. 70s music, dance, appies, karaoke, cash bar at the Regal Beagle Lounge, and some surprises. And don't forget to get your tickets for the Hawaiian Luau coming up on July 5th. That deadline for the early bird pricing, I believe, is tomorrow. So you might want to get on that. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. You can also check out the details. I've got a poster from the Luau on my Facebook page for more details on that. The flash sale happening right now just for 2 days, today and tomorrow. The 26th and 27th is Save the Tax on Appliances and Electronics. It's only for 2 days. 3635 Victoria Avenue and at leons.ca. So if the kids are going to have themselves an 80s-style summer, chances are they're going to be cooking their own food. And that means enter the microwave, the number one way kids cook food. Now you say to yourself, well, the air fryer is a little bit healthier. It definitely is. I don't think most kids are versed on the barbecue, which is to be expected. It's a little bit dangerous. You don't want them around charcoal or open flame. But... while we all know you can't put foil in the microwave, can't put cooking utensils in the microwave, there were some surprises when I came across a little bit of information on an article called 14 Unexpected Foods That You Can Cook in the Microwave. Maybe you knew this, maybe it's new. The number one item cooked in the microwave is coffee. Reheated coffee is the number one thing cooked in the microwave. We all know we can do that. Homemade mac and cheese. Have you ever made homemade mac and cheese in the microwave? You add the dry macaroni to your bowl with some water, microwave on high for 4 minutes before draining off the water, then add the sauce ingredients. I did not know that. Here I am making mac and cheese on the stove. Apparently you can make mac and cheese from scratch in the microwave. Have you ever done it? Is it good? I'd be worried that it's kind of al dente too much of breaking your teeth. Scrambled eggs, that I have done. In fact, that is generally the way I eat scrambled eggs. In a bowl, mix them up, microwavable bowl. It's really quick and easy. However, if you do leave them too long, you're going to end up with a pop and then microwaved eggs all over the inside of your microwave door. So be careful with those ones. Bacon. Oh. Bacon, bacon, bacon. Doesn't that look good? Doesn't that just make you want to reach through your screen and grab a slice? Yes, bacon on a paper towel done on high. She cracks and sizzles and it gets nice and crispy. Nick is doubtful about mac and cheese in the microwave and says it might kind of taste a little rubbery. I've never tried it. Be interested to know what it is like. I think the next time I'm craving mac and cheese, what I'm going to do is just give it a whirl. Give it a test, see if it's true. Risotto. I'm not a big risotto eater, so apparently risotto can be done in the microwave. Jam? You can absolutely make a batch of jam without firing up the stove. Use your microwave instead. Strawberries, by the way, are in season. U-picks are open. Berries a little smaller than normal because of the lack of rain. But if you're going to make some jam... you can do it in the microwave. Nick says bacon in the microwave's a crime against humanity. No way, man. If you've never done it in the microwave, you need to try it. It makes it crispy, restaurant crispy. It is fantastic. Don't knock it till you try it, is the saying, right? MJ says, I just started making bacon in the air fryer. That too is good. But you can, now the thing is that you can't do a bunch of bacon in the microwave. You're only going to do like, if it's just for you and your sandwich, That's what you're going to do. And man, it makes it crispy. Oh, you got to wrap the bacon in paper towels. It soaks up all the grease and leaves you with restaurant style bacon. You know, the super crispy yet perfectly flat bacon. It's perfect, but it's hard to do big batches in the microwave. I didn't know about potato chips. I've done it in the air fryer when making homemade chips. Slicing the potatoes thinly is key. Next, soak the potato slices in cold water to remove as much starch as you can. Then dry the potatoes and then brush them with olive oil and then put them in the microwave. I don't know about that, Tim. Have you ever tried chips? Frittata? Well, that's egg-based, so that makes a lot of sense. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Merengue? Merengues? Granola in the microwave? Who eats granola? Come on now. That's terrible for you. Bacon is what you need. Mug cookies. I've seen this done before. Mug cake, mug cookies. Lemon curd can be done in the microwave. Nachos in the microwave, although you got to eat them fast. Roasted garlic. But will that destroy your microwave, though? I love roasted garlic. If you're microwaving that, is everything going to taste like garlic after?
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Next up on the show is one of the things that everyone's talking about on Netflix. As Cindy had pointed out, we have got a new season of Squid Game coming out tomorrow. Everyone today, though, is talking about Poop Cruise. It was a Carnival Cruise Line ship that apparently had a fire that broke out in its engine room on its way to Galveston, Texas, to wrap a four-day journey. Though the fire was quickly extinguished and no one was hurt, the damage cut power to the ship's toilets. Thus, the name The Poop Cruise and stuff, and it can't be fun.
Welcome on board the beautiful Triumph.
Oh, yeah.
We just love going on cruises. The food, the pool, the water slide. I mean, what more could you ask?
This was absolutely the bachelorette party that I had dreamed of.
We were like, this is awesome.
And then the lights go up.
Attention. F-A-T.
Oh, my God.
More than 4,000 people are stuck on a cruise ship that is dead in the water.
That's when all of us were like, what the f***?
When power goes, that's it. Everything's out.
It was immediately crisis mode.
The toilets weren't working. Well, we can do a number one in the shower. And then...
I'm telling you, it got bad fast.
I would never expect having to poop in a red bag. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
That's how the puppies do it.
Suddenly,
that's how the puppies do it.
You could hear the panic. We were starting to smell urine.
Oh my God.
It was terrifying.
We had camera people, crews on boats, a helicopter up in the air.
Fights broke out.
Oh. The ship is on fire.
What the is happening on this cruise ship?
It's like shantytown.
It's like something that came out of a nightmare movie.
The snowball has started to roll, and there's no stopping it.
My God, it's chaos.
Whoa. I love the Trainwreck series. It's a series of documentaries on Netflix. We showed you when we were over at the Tim Hortons Smile Zone about the Toronto mayor, Rob Ford, as part of the Trainwreck series. And this is the latest installment, Poop Cruise. What a disaster. Pooping in a bag. Can you imagine? They've got a great promo going on right now. If you're looking for a set of wheels for the grad or maybe for yourself, it's the Ready, Set, Buy campaign. A 1-year introductory fixed rate starting at 3.99% with sunrisecu.mb.ca. If you're looking for new wheels, that's the place to get the financing. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local Co-ops of Westman. Again, as you continue into your summer break. Don't forget, great place to stock up on summer supplies is your local Co-ops of Westman. From popsicles to huge tubs of ice cream in a huge variety of flavors. And snacks and any of the cottage or camping supplies for all your needs. And even filling the gas tank at your local Co-op gas bar or your hardware building center. Check out Co-ops of Westman, would you? At Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. And before we go, a teen has gone viral online for reading a stranger's journal from Goodwill. One of the more popular things to be doing these days in light of the economy is visiting secondhand stores. And in visiting these secondhand stores, you can often get different items that have been obviously used by other folks. Traditionally, I'm thinking of, you know, sweaters, shirts. Someone in their box of donations had left a journal. And Gunnar Bolton, known as Gunnar to the Max on Instagram, opened up the journal and realized that it was basically somebody's diary. Gunnar started reading some of the entries. Gunnar went from no one knows who he is to 139,000 followers. Each clip shows Gunnar flipping open the notebook and reading excerpts, the entries covering topics like loneliness, day-to-day routines, the scattered life updates, feel personal yet universal, which is drawing people in. The diary, presumably decades old, is now something that everybody tunes in for. Gunnar and the weekly diary reading.
Where I read you entries from a guy named Michael from his journal that I found at Goodwill. Today's entry is what I told you. I'm going to give you a date story, finally. So if you haven't been following along with this series, I found this journal at Goodwill, or not me. My stepdad found this journal at Goodwill, and I've been reading entries out of it to you guys, not giving away the full name. His name is Michael. Now for the entry. It's very great. He wrote about girls and everything in here. Saturday, February 13th, 2010. Today I had a very interesting date. It started off as a double date, but somewhere it turned into my date flirting with the other guy and me giving a back rub to the other girl. So it was a big group date by the end of the night, and definitely something I don't care to repeat. He just hates going out of his house. He's a house dweller. He's like me. Because every time he goes out anywhere, he just goes, you know what? I don't like this. This isn't very fun. Just enjoy the party or the date or something. Dates can be boring. Parties can be boring. But if you were just going to complain about every single thing you go to.
So anyway, this kid is hot stuff on the internet. I can see why. We have this human curiosity of knowing what other people are doing behind closed doors. So if you are looking for some kind of fun activity to keep your kids busy this summer, get them to the secondhand store. See if you can dig up a diary from somebody. Maybe go visit grandma and steal her diary and read it on the internet and instantly become internet famous because everyone wants to know what everyone is doing behind closed doors, tying into our inherent belief that we are unworthy. We're not doing good enough. I need to know how other people are doing. What are they thinking? How are they living? I need to know. And it becomes fascinating for everybody. Nick says, I wonder if the guy who wrote the diary is watching the videos. And the plot thickens. Imagine. Yeah. Yeah. Where's my cash? Especially if he starts making money at it. That's when it's going to get real. Followers are one thing. Internet fame for free is okay till Nike steps in or Disney and they sponsor him and he makes a ton of cash. That's when the lawsuits start flying. I am so excited about the last day of school. Again, to the teachers and support staff, job well done. Congratulations on another year. Looking forward to that beach party over at Headley's tomorrow. And today I'm looking forward to getting some Oreo ice caps into the hands of some of my favorite teachers and EAs. So that'll be on my agenda for today. Hopefully you too have an amazing day and we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for more food, fun places and mayhem. I wish you the happiest of last days of school. Tomorrow's the first day of the summer break and it's a Friday. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow. Enjoy that last day of school.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.